Hey there, Ariana here.
Jamal is here as well.
And you are listening to Classes in Session.
Okay. So today's class, we're going to, there's a slight review, a slight reflect on role models.
Role model.
You know, just thinking back to when we were kids, coming up, just thinking about the people who may have had a little shape on our lives, or a big shape on our lives.
Mm.
And just thinking how you looked at them as kids, how you look at them now, if, you know, if you did have any role models. And just to visit or talk about, do you feel like you're a role model? Or we're a role model?
Okay.
And so, let's kick this off. Let's start from the beginning. Did you have any role models growing up?
I mean, I don't think I did.
I think you did.
I had people that I picked up things from.
Okay, I like that.
But I never had anybody that I was like, ooh, when I grow up, I want to be just like them.
It don't have to be that, I don't think.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, okay, let's back up then. So, role model. What is your definition of a role model?
What T.I. say? Don't get a role model, get a real model. A role model is just playing a role. But
what,
a role model is just
Boosie
someone.
Say?
What do you say? Oh, wrong role model. You know, we're going to test on that too. But a role model is just someone you look up to. It could be just where they are in life. You can see yourself getting there, steps that they took. Just, it could be a lot of things. You can respect the way they think. Some people look at more material things. You want to have material things like them. So what did they do to get them? It can be a lot of stuff. How people feel about them, the effect they have on people. It can be a lot of stuff that you want to model yourself after. So,
okay, well, I didn't have a single role model. I had multiple role models.
Let me hear them.
I would say, like, first and foremost would be my dad.
Okay, that was where I was going.
My dad.
All right.
Just because he's great, you know? That's the most important thing about his business. But then he's like, he's not. Oh, wow. I am like my dad. He's not friendly.
You're like way more than you think. That's why I said I think you do have role models.
Oh, gosh. I just thought about that. Like,
I can name some more, but go. I'll let you tell your story.
So I think I picked up that from him, like about my business and, like, staying distant. But I mean, I'm still around, but I ain't just been to be caught up in nobody else's life. And it's just, that just ain't for me.
What your daddy tell me when I asked, could I marry you?
What did he say?
And you know, I don't mess with too many people around here now. God dog, Brother Earl, what you gonna do to me? But, yeah, that's what he said.
Okay. And then, okay, let me lay this out there. There are certain stuff that I pick up from people, like regardless of whether I want to do it like them or do things the opposite way that they do them. So say, like, for instance, with my dad, I could follow in his footsteps in those aspects, but then say, like,
you're saying the opposite of a role model?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, they can still be a role model because they're showing you what you don't want to get into.
Is that a role
model? Like, you respect that.
What would be the word for that?
I don't know. I just feel like that's what I'm saying. Like,
what's the opposite of a role? What's the opposite of a model? All
right, man.
I'm saying.
Let me look it up then.
Man, you ain't going to find that on. Now, let me go ahead and touch on mine then, man. Okay, so just like you, I didn't have any role models growing up, like not necessarily just like I want to be like this person or boom or things of that nature. But the only person I did find myself looking up to, and this was when I was about 4 or 5, it would be my big cousin, Shira. He was the closest thing I could have had to a role model. And it was just the, you would hear the stories about him. Oh, man, Sherrod whooped 6 people at the club, man. And then just seeing how ruthless and gangster he was on the basketball court. And, you know, I had all those things in me as well. So it wasn't even in the sense of he made me want to be that way. It was like I could see that in, I already had that in me. So I kind of like looked at him like, dang, cool, don't play no game. Even though I didn't either, but I didn't see nobody else who didn't. And then he left the hood and I rarely seen him. But whenever he would come back around, it was just like the impression he had on people. Like our family wanted to cook for him, his favorite stuff. My mom always wanted to cook his pig feet. And just how everybody gravitated to him. And then the people in the hood, how they told so many stories about him. And then I remember the first time he brought his wife home, which was his girlfriend at the time. We just thought she was the prettiest girl in the world because it was his girl. And she was pretty, but we just thought she was the prettiest girl in the world. But because it was his girl, it was like she was an angel. Like, this the first time he ever brought a girl to meet all the family. Like, you know, he probably took a girl down that ain't Mother Jean or Uncle Clyde, but he brought her to meet Mama, us. We like, oh, shoot, it's on. And so that was the closest I ever had to a role model.
Cool. In the meantime, I was looking it up. And it's that. Like, you could have positive and negative role models.
Just a negative role model.
But regardless, I'm saying, like, you pick up stuff from them, whether you use it to your advantage or, like, I don't know. Yeah, using it to your advantage. Like, whatever you're picking up from them, you're using it to your advantage, whether you do it or you don't do it.
I had plenty of those then. I had more of those than I had other good ones.
Right. And see, I feel like, in a way, the negative role models influence you more.
If you're built a certain type of way, though.
You're right.
I mean, no. How about this? That's a factual statement either way it go. The negative role model influences you more. No matter if you take it and flip it and do good, or if you take it and be bad like them. You know what I'm saying? Negative, like, human beings are drawn to the negative more.
That's what I was just about to say. That's okay. All you see, like, on TV, on the news and all that stuff. It's all negative all right. The time. So, of course, like, and that's, I feel like that's just human nature, too. They point out more negative more than, I say they, like I'm an alien or something.
I am.
But you point out more negative than you do positive just off of, I don't know, instincts maybe? Or just, that's just the way it's always been, you think?
Or is that just in the black community? Do white? I don't know why it's like that.
Peach people point out some negative stuff, too. Yeah, I think it depends on the person. Yeah, you could be
most
purple.
Most definitely. You saying that, it reminded me of Miss Boarding class in ninth grade. The first thing she taught us, well, I think she said the first thing was art or music. There's no way to judge it. Listen to it the first time or the first time. But the main thing that I remember from her class was she said she drew something on the board and then she put a little dot on it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, all of this is the good, but everybody gonna point at and talk about that dot. That what you made me think about when you said it. But yeah, that's what I always think back to. Like, and when she said, I like, dang, that's the hood. Dang, that's so true. Like, oh man, your car clean. What this spot right here? You know, I see the little, you know what I'm saying? It'd be anything. I'm like, no. I just try to play it off, but at the end of the day, I'm like, dang, you want them dot seekers. Like, I'm the type, past that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to look in the good and everything, unless it's just rotten then. Okay. Yeah. That's your mama word. But if it's just rotten then, then, you know, I got to do it out. Or, yeah.
Understood.
But I'm not going to even point out the rotten to you. I'm just going to remove myself. So when the dot there or something, be like, man, clean. But I'm not trying to. I don't know where that come from.
So the dot is the negative role model.
The dot is the negative role model. But as you said, it's kind of reverse effect. That small dot have a bigger effect on your life than the big circle. So, yeah.
Miss Bourne. I can think about is good news, drug free week.
She didn't teach y'all that?
I don't remember that.
Man, it's just certain stuff that people like. My first year in high school, I never forget. Miss Boren, that by that dot, And Miss Gamble, she said, I used to always be like, if it was somebody else, I'd try to, man, Miss Gamble, that was me. She'd be like, Jamal, you make the correction. And that always stuck with me. So when it's anything that I'm trying to blame on somebody else in my head, because I'm probably not going to say it out of my mouth, I always be like, no, Jamal, you made the correction. No, Jamal, you know, because you only can control what you do. So, right. Yeah. So those two things, ninth grade, that I never forget. And so, you know, so in that way, they were kind of role modeling what they taught me. And how do you feel about role models in general?
What do you mean? How do I feel about them? I feel like everybody is a role model, whether they want to be or not, because you always have somebody looking at you. And it goes back to me saying there's positive and negative role models. Mm-hmm. So because somebody is always watching you, like whether you want to be a role model or not, you're going to be one.
Do you think most people know that someone is watching them but still choose to act however they act?
Some people could care less about how they influence somebody else as long as they're living their life. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, if I'm... I don't know. I was going to say something off the wall. If I'm...
All right, if Michael
I'm,
Jackson.
If I'm like, I don't know, a bank robber, and I'm good at robbing banks, and what comes with it is, like, I always got to, like, lay low, but then again, I always buy everything I
want.
Hold on,
before you get on, Vinette. Was that what you was going to say that was off the wall?
Uh-uh.
Oh, Lord, I only can imagine. You a bank robber. Man, come on, man.
But what I'm saying is... What are you saying? I'm saying is, like, me being a bank robber, it could be negative and positive when you just somebody looking at me. So some people may not know that I'm the bank robber because I lay low. They just know that I got nice things. And they may see the nice things and be like, oh, I want to be like them because they got nice things. But they don't know what comes behind it. But then other people know I rob banks. Oh, I don't want to live like that because I don't want to always be hiding out. You know what I'm saying? So you, it just
you're
depends
so extreme,
on how you look
but
at somebody.
I guess.
All right.
So I guess you kind of answered my next thought or question was, do you consider yourself a role model? You say everybody are.
No choice but to be a role model.
Everybody, yeah.
Like, I really feel like that because, like, when I go into a job or something like that, they're always like, oh, well, he's the president and this is the janitor. You know what
they,
I'm saying?
Yeah, so, positioned out at them jobs, though.
Yeah, but one thing I always like, and I guess this is how I'm so cool with my manager now, but I always pointed out, like, it doesn't matter what position you're in. It's about how you carry yourself and, like, what you make of certain situations. So you could learn just as much from a janitor than you would the
Even
CEO
more.
From your company. Because, right. Like, you may see this janitor every day and be able to, you know, talk to him about life lessons. But then, on the other hand, the only time you see the CEO is on TV or something like that.
Right.
So it's like, okay, sure, you want to be on TV when you grow up. But
I wanted to say titled out. And yes, I never looked at titles. I look at a person for who they are. Like, that's what, like, my last job, they used to always, Jamal, he's from the director, the senior manager. Jamal, he's so funny. You can be yourself around him. You can really be yourself. Why not? Like, why would you not want to be yourself? I'm going to look at you as a human being. I'm not looking at you like, yo, Tyler, who are you? Like, Mike Tyson said, who am I? You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, at the end of the day, we all put our pants on the same way. Things of that nature. Man, a title don't make you, man.
Right.
You know how many people that got... Then some manager be thinking they real bosses. You ain't no boss, fool. You got a boss. And then, and not even saying that, but I'm just saying that to get on their level. But being a manager or something don't make you a boss. Like, it don't make you a leader. And that's another class I took in college. What was it? Leadership. Everybody's not a leader.
Ooh, you took me back to public when you said that everybody's not a leader.
No,
we had
no
this
leader.
Manager, and she was just, like, so stuck up. Until she got drunk. Like, she was the meanest person in the world. Like, she always had this stank look on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And you were supposed to, like, give her the utmost respect because she was, like, she had to manage a title. And I straight up told her, like, I ain't gonna be able to talk to you because you don't know how to talk to people. You
better know it.
But everybody would.
And I don't I don't either.
But everybody would talk about it, like, how, I don't see how she got to be a manager. She doesn't even know how to talk to people. And I'm like, yeah, that's, like, when it's like that, like, I'm staying away from you. Like, I don't even care.
Man, when they like that with me, man, I tell jokes. My jokes be so funny, but then they be so true and so cold that I might even tell a joke about how mean she is. She gonna warm up either way it go. Or if I feel that she's ugly, then yeah,
She was most definitely ugly.
Yeah, I don't want your ugly presence around me. Sneaky too.
And then when she would get drunk, she would be like, oh, you said that about me. Is it true?
All right. We ain't gonna get her no more airtime then.
Yeah.
What they say? She vibrate on a low frequency.
All right now. You don't want to go there.
I'm still here. And so, but when I just think about, talk about role model, and I ask, do you consider yourself one? Not even everybody is. I'm talking about, like, one of the ones. You know what I'm saying?
One of the ones.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'd be like main role models that a lot of people may look at. I don't know. I guess it is.
Like,
I could see
Sherrod being your role model. Like, it's your big cousin who, you know,
who was
got
the big
you
me
for the summer, and he's cool.
See, the thing about it, he was my role model all leading up to that, even though I'm not saying
but I'm just saying,
then,
like,
but
he wasn't, and it was like he wasn't, like, right there all the time. So when he was there, right, it's like, oh my goodness, like, I'm excited.
I remember that man brought me live. It wasn't live 95. He brought me a Sega game. I'm like 5 or 6. He bring me a say, hey, cool, I got you the game. And then, just knowing Sherrod now, ain't no telling how he got me the game. But it ain't like he ain't the type to just go buy it and just bring it to you. That boy probably gambled and beat somebody and got the game and beat him out that game. So then he brought me the game. So he was playing it. And then, you know, Sherrod's the truth in basketball. So I think, at this time, I'm thinking he can't lose no way, no how. So I'm a living the boy. I'm looking, I'm watching. Let's see. I'm about 7, I'll say. I'm watching. I'm like, cuz, is you losing? No, boy. And hit the game. Boom. You know, the second game, you can hit him and turn him off. I don't know if he hit the reset button or just hit the game. But that game went out so fast, that sucker didn't want to lose, buddy. And left me the game. But yeah, it was just things like that. And then, like I said, like, right, when I went to stay with him, when I hooped with him, like, every day, I did look at then son gone crazy. Like, he was so crazy. Man, he be hooping. For one, they used to go to 24. He used to go 22 of the 24 point like ain't nobody else on the team. But you can't say nothing to him because he don't miss. He didn't miss. And so then, I remember this one time this dude was just fouling him on purpose. Man, Sherrod went to the goal. It ain't like now, like people just run to the goal and try to do a layup. He dribbled to the goal. Pump fake. He stopped. He pump fake. The dude jumped, he done grabbed the man, slung him down, then laid up and said, yeah. Because I remember he told me to never call foul, so he looking at it like, I don't call no foul, so take this. And so, it's just little things like that with him. Like I said, it was already in me. So, how my friends looking at me, my age, I'm looking at these people we don't even know look at him like that. Like, we're in Nashville, big area. And then they were even looking at me like that because, you know, I was doing my thing too now. He remember he threw me an L off the backboard. I caught him up, two-hand dunk. They were like, hey, man, what high school you would go to? And I was like, I ain't from here. I should have moved out then. And he was trying to get me to, too. He said, cool, my district, the big high school in, I think it was in Tennessee, big high school in Tennessee. Boy, I should have moved out.
Enough and never look back.
Oh, but things great now, so I can't trip. If I look back, I'll trip. I can't trip. But, so let's hit on these wrong role models.
Okay.
So just coming up where I'm from, besides him and close family, I feel like all the rest of the people, like the people in the street, were all role models. And I don't think are wrong role models. I don't think that they were necessarily trying to be, but I think you said it perfectly when you said they're just living their lives. They just, you know, like they really were believing that bull junk they was kicking. So nowadays they be talking like, man, an OG is not just an older guy. It's somebody who giving out game. So an OG can't be telling these little boys to just go do something, go crash out, something they wouldn't do, and be an OG. Where I'm from, I feel like these sun guns, I feel like it was some of that. And then I feel like they was telling what they thought was right, but it was so wrong. So I done seen both sides of it a lot, but I never looked up to them. Like, I actually, I ain't gonna say I looked down, I'm like looking down on nobody, but yeah, I should talk to them in a kind of way. Because they weren't where it was at to me. And they were where I didn't want to be. And I feel like if I would have acted like them, I would have been where they're at and where they was. Which is why I never drunk anything and I never smoked anything. Because, and I told this to a salesman for, the reason why I never drunk anything or smoked, for one, my stepdad, I remember I was like, man, I'm thirsty, man, I'm thirsty. We were down at his folks' house. We were down in Wetonka, Alabama on the dirt road. Around the goat car.
Wow.
I'm like, man, on Thursday, man, you take me to get some drink? Take me to get a Sprite. No, I used to always say, because I love Kobe, and it was the Kobe drink to me. So I'm 8. I'm like, man, take me to get a Sprite. He was like, all right, I'll take it. Then I think one of his cousins, I'm like, give him this. He gave me that bill. I taste that was the nastiest thing in life, for one. And then when I grew up, I was watching my brother and his friends, like, drink all they were drinking and smoking, and I was just looking at them. Mind you, they're like 16, 17, I'm 12, 13, 14, and I'm looking at them like, all of y'all still gonna be here doing this same thing that y'all doing right now. I don't want to be like that. So that's why I, which the role model, it was a negative role model, helped me in a positive way. I said, no, I never be like that. I never be like them. And yeah, that was it. And plus, I want to, I don't know, me, I got a real strong mind, and my thoughts are so mine. I don't ever want to lose that, so.
Okay.
Like, when you be talking about, man, loosen up, you lose, in the sense of, like, my leg or something, you be trying to tell, like, the doctor told me, relax. I don't know how, doc. I'm sorry, I don't know how. Like, I don't be tense in the sense of stressing, but I'm controlling every second of this doing life and stuff around me. So, yeah, I don't know how to let my leg go and just let somebody take it.
All right.
I kind of went off there, but I just gave you a little, you know. There's some stuff I never told anybody, so, hey. That's the reason. It's the reason for everything.
All right, sound good. Well, negative role models were around me as well. And when you started talking about it, you said not close family, but the people in the streets. And my first thought was, duh, like, that's why they in the streets.
No, but you can have some negative ones in your family. Some of them.
No,
worst.
I'm not saying, no. Oh. I'm not saying you can't have negative ones in your family.
Oh, you stupid.
But you just went
sad.
Immediately to the streets. Like,
that's what, yeah, that literally, I went from when I got off the bus, I did chores, and that's where I went.
Shoot. Right now, there with them.
I know what you, yeah. That was the goals was at.
But yeah, I basketball. Guess. Speaking of family. Or a certain person in my family, I don't know, tried to hold it against me because of the way I carry myself. So, I mean, when you get somebody much older than you, I ain't talking about like 2 or 3 years, but somebody much older than you that looks down on you because you want to do better and they're your family, that just make it even worse. Like, really? Like, you of all people supposed to be looking out, supposed to be pushing me to do better, but me seeing you acting like this and the fact that you can say, like, oh, she acting more than what she is.
Or more than what I think she is.
No. That's what he said. She acting like she more than what she is. So, I mean, when you got somebody looking at you like that, you can't help but to say, okay, I do not want to be like this person because they got hate in their heart for somebody half their age almost.
That's that reverse psychology in the hood, though. That's what the hood got bad. Like, they try to bring you down in slick ways. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you but think you more...
He was just being dumb. He wasn't even being slick because it just got back to me that he said it after I got older.
They probably just felt that then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's family that feel that way about you. So why would I walk around trying to be like him and her and all this stuff? Like, branch out, be yourself. Pick up stuff from them, sure. That's why I'm saying positive and negative. Like, you gotta pick up from, like, sure, they're your family, you love them to death, but you gotta pick up those negative traits from them to say, okay, this is what I don't want to be. Right. Like, you showing me all you got right here, and I don't want no parts of it.
Right. Understood. I just know the land of Goodwater. I don't know who you're talking about, because I don't think you're talking about that. But the land, that's what they be saying. Oh, they think they too good. You think you too bad. Like, what is it? So, it's just weird. And I'm not saying they're saying about me, because it don't nothing get back to me. And hope don't nothing ever get back to me. Because Lord knows I do not want to know what you got to say. Anyway. But, yeah, it's real out there. It's real.
I enjoy it getting back to me so I could just do something and, like, better myself to make you look even stupider. So.
Stupider. Got it.
Understood. Yep. But yeah, what was I going to say? I was going to say something else like, how do you, okay, knowing that somebody is always watching you, do you think you carry yourself like a good role model at all times?
Yes, because going back to what T.I. said, I'm a real model. Like, this is really me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not faking it. I'm not, the curtains. You know what I'm saying? The curtains not been pulled back. No, like, this me all day, every day. Like, everything that I present, when it looking like I'm a good role model, that's just really how I am. Mm-hmm. And you want to know what's so crazy? I had to move to Atlanta to realize that I was a great role model.
How did it show you?
It took people that don't know me. Like, because everybody grew up with me, they kind of hold on to my past. You know what I'm saying? And my past wasn't even that bad, honestly. Like, it was, everything was done with morals and respect. Like, I had morals, and if I feel that you did respect me in any kind of way, then yes, I'm going, you know, about it. Mm-hmm. So everybody in the past, they kind of just look at it as the end result more so than, oh, he really believe in what he believe in, and he going to go to the furthest extent in what he believe in. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but when I got here, like, I remember it was like 2018. I'd say 2-3 years ago, because it's just 2021 now, but it was the end of 2018. Like, my supervisor had us to write something good. Like, every week you'll get assigned one person on the team from another team member, and you have to write something good on the index card about them. Mm-hmm. And they don't like, and she just put it in this thing, and you don't know who wrote it about you or anything.
Right.
So this one lady, she wrote, and she was like, "Jamal, you're such a great role model." And this is not no, you know, just no cliche or no BS she wrote. Like, she really meant, because I found out who wrote it. She was like, "You're such a role model, and you're what the black man could be instead of doing so much wrong out here. You do the right, you went the right route, and you do it with such great attitude." Because, you know, like, all my teams were way older than me, and I always kept the team pepped up, you know, kept them laughing, you know, kept them smiling, things of that nature. And, like you said, about my business, I was, like, the best on the team. I was the best in the whole, my whole division or company or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so, when she told me that, I didn't even know I was a gentleman. Because in my head, this is the thing, and this is what I used to tell myself. In my head, I was always what I, like, I lived in my head more so than paying attention to what I did. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I remember when I was in college, I used to have to, when I had interviews, I used to have to look in the mirror and be like, "Jamal, you really look like you're a nice person." Because in my head, this is real though, in my head, I'm so mean. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I'm like, I keep looking at myself and smile like, "Oh, shoot, you really do look like a nice person." I'm thinking when I present myself to the person that's interviewing me, they see how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? They see what I think I look like. Mm. Even I know I can be mean, but this was like 21, 22. So it took a lot of older people to say, "Jamal, he's such a gentleman." I hear them talking to somebody else. "Jamal, he's such a gentleman, something. We just love him, girl." And I was like, "Oh, I am nice. I am a gentleman. Oh, shoot.
You've grown.
I can get used to this." Yes. But I didn't know it. Because remember, in my head, I'm not like the people from my past. They just, you know. But in my head, I'm not what they're saying either. Like they're just like when the person that took our wedding pictures, she told my groomsmen everything. I just like Jamal. He's so humble. And I was like, that was my first time hearing somebody call me.
Shout out to Kiva. Kiva B Photography.
Shout out to Kiva. And some kind of, I hope she heard it, but that was my first time hearing somebody say that. And I was like, I really am. Because I used to, man, growing up in high school, I used to always not be. Like, humble was the last thing I was. Like, I'm this and that's what it is. Can't nobody do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. On the basketball court, whatever, you know, they just me. And I let you know, like I was kind of flown it. And so when she said that, I was like, dang, she right.
She's on to something.
She was on that. And it'd be so crazy when people be saying stuff. It'd be like, I don't never let them know that it meant something or I thought about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, but later down the line, I might bring it back up to you or something if I see you. And you'd be like, dang, you listen to me? Shoot, yeah, I listen to everybody. It's what I keep is the key. So, yeah, man, that's it. That's the day in the life. That's the day in the grown life over here.
Sound good.
That answers your question, though. I know it was long, but to answer your question, yes, I feel like I have a positive effect on people because this is really me. And I'm truly to myself at all times. I'm not out trying to be like, I don't know. Some people just be looking lame, doing too much. I don't do none of that. And then you get to know me, you'll be like, oh, he a real one. Like, for real, for real. Always been. Shout out to the people that got to know
me. Yeah, man. You meant that. You started talking quiet. You was hollering while
I was just saying, man. Shout out to the people that got. I just know that they know. Shout out to the people, man. But yeah, that's about wraps it up for me. You got anything else you want to touch on about the role model?
Just mainly.
Oh, do you have any homework or any suggestion for people who's looking for role models?
Or people that's looking for, just open your eyes. They're all around you.
Not that. Looking for the right one, or I don't know. I just had a little deep thought about.
I don't know about people looking for role models because I don't like you got to know what you're looking for. You got to know yourself to know. Okay, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that in order to know who to watch and why are you watching this certain person for a particular reason. You know what I'm saying?
And then when you're watching, look at the and think about the end game. Maybe they have something that you want right then, the age you are right now. But then just think about where you think they're going to end up. Do you want to end up there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But before you even go into all that, just, I don't know, focusing on somebody to pick up good and bad things. I would say, I think I got a quote. I don't remember where I got this from. I forgot it. Whatever. But it's another one. Well, it's not really. So they say it's a Gandhi quote, but it's really not a Gandhi quote because he didn't say this. People just like paraphrased and made it into what they wanted it to be. But be the change you want to see in the world. I forgot what it was that he said. But
I did see Gundy name beside that.
But he didn't. That's not what he really said. He didn't say that.
Just take the message.
But yeah, Gundy like or not. Be the change that you want to see in the world. And like another thing is, no matter who you are, no matter where you are in life, realize that somebody is always watching you. So, you know, whatever you're doing, somebody's gonna pick up on it. And like we've been saying, whether it's something good they want to pick up or whether it's something bad that they want to like avoid in their lives. Like no matter who you are, what you're doing, somebody's always watching you.
I want you to write that for the, is it called a thumbnail? Whatever. Be the change you want to see.
Yeah, I might get the real Gandhi quote and put it on there.
Gandhi! All right. Well, class dismissed.
Peace.
Peace.